it's really fun to push the limits of your comfort zone, because that's how growth happens.
So it's really inspirational to be a rookie that measured up to these other veteran teams.
It blew my mind. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm doing science.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another STEM Spotlight. And I am excited to bring you my guest today, which is Jasmine, who I have here to talk about her National STEM Challenge project. So, Jasmine, if you'd like to give a quick introduction to the folks who are watching.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jasmine. I'm an 11th grader in Idaho Falls, in Idaho, obviously. And my project is titled Tsunami Sound, or T-Sound, Neutralizing Tsunamis Using Acoustic Gravity Waves. Thank you so much for having me, Christine.
Absolutely. Well, that is an interesting project. It's so, like, of all the things that it reminded me of, there was an episode of Lego Friends that my daughter loves, where they were trying to use like dolphins and like sound waves to detect things that were happening in the ocean. And it just immediately brought me back to that. But I'm curious for you, what was it about this as a project that particularly intrigued you?
So this project, I started kind of over COVID, actually, when I was living in Hawaii with my family. And I was really excited to go surfing with my dad, and the tsunami watch went into effect. And the locals were all really calm about it, but maybe they shouldn't have been. There was a one-lane bridge in and out of the town. So if the tsunami would have hit, that kind of would have been it. It was really scary for me. And it was an island, so I just couldn't help thinking how powerless we were to this natural disaster. Like, there was nothing we could do. And so that kind of got me thinking about natural disasters, how humans respond to them, and maybe how we can actually prevent them. And so that was kind of my first interest in the project. And later, about a year later, I was boating with my family, and wakes from other boats kept crashing into ours, and they almost capsized our boat. And I just kept imagining, what if we could send out some sort of pulse or something to just neutralize the incoming waves? And so I was actually excited to do some different competitions. And so that kind of got me interested in this idea, thinking about how can we utilize science and STEM principles to actually neutralize or stop tsunamis and natural disasters.
You make a fair point, though, about like the situation, because I'm, you know, for those that live near oceans or on islands, it probably is pretty common for them for those scenarios to happen. But I'm in the middle of the United States, and if they said there's a tsunami warning, I'd be like, what's happening right now? So it's a little bit of a different feeling, I guess. Now, what was it specifically with, you know, the National STEM Challenge that you said, you know, I want to get this in this competition, you know, and all of that? And how did you find out about it?
I've always been interested in STEM and science. And so I've been doing projects since I was in sixth grade. I had some great teachers that got me interested when I was in middle school. And so I've been kind of doing this kind of stuff totally up my alley. And this year, this is the first time I heard about National STEM Challenge. I think, is it new? It's new this year. It's the first time we're in DC, right?
It is.
So that's so cool. So I heard about that, and I heard about their mission to just create a project that tackles real world problems using science and STEM. And that mission was just super appealing to me. And so I thought, I need to get on this bandwagon. I need to be a part of this competition.
Yeah, for sure. Now, how did you find out that you were named a champion? Because there's been some really cool stories about how some of the winners have found that out.
So I actually found it out mostly just kind of through their communications. I don't have an awesome story. I did know that in my area, there was a very small number of applicants for the National STEM Challenge. So I was feeling pretty confident. And then it's also really cool because another kid, I go to a really small school. Another kid in my school has also done a lot of science and STEM projects with me. So he's also a STEM champion with me. We both find out together that we're going to be going to DC again, or not again, but we went to ICEF together in Dallas. I believe it was Dallas, Texas. And we went to that together. And now we're also going to Washington, DC together. So that's super cool. And also through this whole thing, I've met some other really cool people from ICEF, from different competitions and different clubs that I'm involved in. And I found out that another student who actually lives in Michigan, who I haven't seen in a long time, who I met doing science and STEM competitions and clubs, is also a STEM champion. So we're all going to go meet up in DC and have a great time. So that'll be awesome.
That's so exciting. I love the power of networking. You just meet the most interesting people. And I think that honestly, especially in communities like STEM, it really helps everybody grow together. So I think that that's super exciting. Now, I really want to hear more about your project and how the system would work specifically. Like, as much detail as you can give, I'm just really curious about it because I think that it's great. You know, natural disasters are terrible from like so many different perspectives, and being able to more effectively like warn or prevent is a great thing.
So T-Sound focuses on tsunami waves, and it's actually designed to neutralize this wave and stop it in its tracks. So it's switching our focus from natural disaster response and just detection to actually preventing a natural disaster, preventing a tsunami. So theoretically, T-Sound could completely stop a tsunami in its tracks. And that's the goal, is to prevent it from ever hitting a coastline, ever hurting property, people, causing us money. That's the goal. So it first works by measuring, it uses what we call hydrophones, which are very specialized underwater microphones, some advanced hydrophones, to detect the frequency of tsunami waves. So all waves have frequencies, obviously, we learned that in high school. And so when the tsunami is generated, typically by submarine earthquakes or other underwater disturbances, it creates what's called an acoustic gravity wave. And these acoustic gravity waves are very specialized underwater sound waves. And if we can harness this acoustic gravity wave, we can first off use it for tsunami detection, which is what it's really being looked at right now. But most importantly for T-Sound, we can find the frequency of the tsunami early on. And then we can take that using T-Sound. We could measure the frequency of the tsunami and actually create an inverse wave. We actually need to generate two inverse acoustic gravity waves to the tsunami and basically just shoot it at the tsunami. And when they meet up, it will create what's called the resonant triad. It's basically like a dance of energy. Think of it like a dance of energy. And when these meet up to create the resonant triad, the acoustic gravity waves are actually going to absorb the energy from the tsunami and take that on between each other. They'll keep like playing with the energy and dispersing it. And then the tsunami will just kind of dissipate and should not hit coastlines. So that's the goal of how it will work.
Well, that is very exciting. Now, what are the next steps at this point for your project? And, you know, kind of, are you seeing it through, you know, aside from just going to the festival, of course, but, you know, what are the next steps on that for you?
This project has been a long journey for me. I started it when I was in ninth grade, and I'm a junior now. So it's been several years of just researching, developing it, and trying to find out more about things. It requires some really complex equations and math that I have not, this is my first year of physics ever. So the first 2 years are like, I have no idea what's happening, even just trying to research on my own. So it's been a long journey, and it's just such a complex project. It requires a lot of further testing still, but I think it's just so important, even after this time, like, I can't let T-Sound go anytime soon. It's just way too important of a project. It can save so many lives and so much money, so much heartache. It's just way too important to just let it go.
Absolutely. Now, have you tested this on the potential for helping with any other type of disaster, or is this just solely something that can work for a tsunami?
So T-Sound is very particular in the fact that it works with waves in a lot of things. I've thought about, maybe one day I'll work to stop other natural disasters, but T-Sound itself is really very specialized when it works with the waves, the acoustic gravity waves of the tsunami. And so it deals with fluid mechanics and things. So it's pretty much limited to just tsunami waves, this specific device. But who knows, maybe in the future we'll see some other natural disaster prevention tactics and devices.
Hey, I mean, you know, because I was thinking to myself, like, earthquakes and tsunamis seem somewhat related in some ways. You know, maybe there's an application for that there. That would be pretty cool. Now, you know, clearly it's
that is a great thought, because submarine earthquakes are what generate tsunamis most of the time. So, you know, that is an awesome thought. They do definitely go hand in hand, and T-Sound needs to utilize some of the properties that we get from earthquake detection and things like that in order to work. So they do work hand in hand.
Yeah, I mean, I am not a scientist. I will sit here and I don't know that much about these things, but it's pretty cool what you're doing. Now, you know, obviously it sounds like you've been into STEM for a long time. So, you know, when I ask, do you foresee a future career in STEM? It seems like it's obvious that that is the way that you want to go. Is there something specific, though, in that realm that you want to be doing?
That's a great question. It really is. I am just interested in every possible thing you can imagine, whether it's fluid dynamics or business or law or marketing, all the stuff. I've thought about so much, so many different career paths. And obviously I'm really interested in STEM, and I've done pretty well so far in STEM. So I've definitely considered that. I've considered going into engineering, although math is not my strong suit. So it kind of comes with some definitely some things to consider. I don't have a specific career path plan out right now. I'm working on it. I plan to attend BYU Provo for my undergraduate degree and just continue to pursue the highest education that I can, because I just love to learn. I just love it. And so I haven't figured out exactly what I'll be studying yet, but definitely going to pursue something. I expect great things out of myself.
That's a great attitude to have. I mean, like, it's good to set yourself at a good standard, you know, because then that makes you want to achieve more and do more and, you know, come up with more of these really great ideas that, you know, could make a big impact in the world, you know, hopefully. You know, like, I love to ask everybody this, because I think that it's so important to, like, think about, but, like, if you had to talk to other people your age who just don't have the, like, drive to say, hey, you know, I have the ability to do something big that could help a lot of people, you know, like, you're here trying to stop a tsunami, like, that's a big, big idea. And it's an amazing idea. But there's, you know, some young people that just don't think that they have the ability to do something like that, or to come up with something like that. You know, what do you say to them when they're like, you know, I'm just a teenager in high school, I can't make a difference in the world?
I would say I'm not special. I'm really not. I'm not super gifted in math. I just like to learn. I just like to be excited to try new things and to go out and learn. And it can be really scary, like, to have a goal that big. You think you can't do it, but I never thought I was really that great. I don't think I'm really have that much of anything that my friends don't have. Like, I don't think I'm special in that sort of way. There are, I know people that are. And if you think you're not, that's okay. I think the biggest thing, it's just, I just have a really strong work ethic. I just put myself into whatever I'm doing. So whether it's coming up with this project, I'm all in. And that's, I think, what you need to have. You need to have that like determination, that grit. I wouldn't say I'm super smart. I just work hard, and anyone can do that. Anyone can work hard and have grit and do something. Like, there are kids, when I was in sixth grade, my teacher was really, we did a competition called Invention Convention, and it was all about trying to get kids to make a difference. And that's like the National STEM Challenge is doing as well. And we were watching videos of like kindergarten kids that had done this competition and made it far, and they were on the Ellen Show, these just kindergartners, and it was crazy to me. And so I was just thinking, oh, this is awesome, like I could do that, you know. They made some like trash launcher. It's really, the biggest thing is that just nothing really bad is going to come of it. Like, the worst that's going to happen is, oh, what, you fail? And if you fail, you try again. So it's really, just don't be afraid to take the leap. And when you do, my biggest advice would be to just also don't be afraid to reach out for help, especially to people that are more knowledgeable than you are, especially to like research in the field. I found through this project that I reached out to some of the lead researchers in this field, because I just didn't understand some of the stuff that they were talking in the papers. I was in ninth grade when I started this project. They're talking about complex math, physics that I have not even reached in school yet. College level stuff. And so I reached out to him, and he was from Cardiff University in Wales, a lead researcher called Dr. Usama Qadri. And he was so willing to just get on the phone call with me and teach me about what his research was. And I did that with ISU professors and people that just know more. And I'll say, like, adults especially, if I'm talking to my peers, they're impressed by initiative. If you're going to go out and try, it's not as scary as you think it is, I promise. They just want to help you. They're so welcoming and so like eager to help you learn and continue to just be involved. They want you to be excited about this and to be passionate. And so I just really encourage everyone, like, if you're considering this to, and you end up doing it, to go out and to take the leap, reach out to people. It's awesome to incorporate more ideas, and really there's nothing bad that will come of it. The worst, like I said, the worst that's going to happen is you fail, you try again. I'm really passionate about that. So that would be my advice.
That is very sound advice. And I just have to say, if a 5-year-old on the Ellen Show can inspire people, anybody can inspire people if you have the drive and the passion and everything else like that. I think being a lifelong learner that constantly is curious and wants to know more is just a great way to be. And that's how we get to this point of like innovating and creating and doing things that people haven't thought of before. So I think that's awesome.
Exactly. Well said.
So I think too, you mentioned earlier, being able to go to the National STEM Festival and do something like this with your friends seems like an amazing opportunity. And not only that, but to like get to utilize that as a way to network and meet others that are trying to do similar things to you, or maybe something completely different that you hadn't even thought of before.
Yeah, it's an awesome opportunity. I'm so excited to go to DC. I've never been to DC before. And the fact that I get to go with my other friends that are interested in similar things, just network and meet people that are awesome. I know that when I go to the National STEM Challenge, I'm going to make a ton more friends that are also interested and also wanting to make a difference. And so that's super important to me. And so I'm so excited.
Well, very cool. So I wish you the best of luck with this project. And, you know, congrats to everybody who is a STEM champion. And I hope everyone has the most fun at this festival and just, you know, blows some people's minds with what you've come up with. Well, great. Thank you so much, Jasmine, for joining me on the show. And, you know, for those that are watching, please make sure that you check out the National STEM Festival. It sounds like there's going to be some content, if you can't go online, that you can check out some of what's happening there. So please make sure that you follow that. Please make sure that you like, subscribe, you know, all of that stuff for the show. And yeah, all really super exciting stuff. Thank you again, Jasmine.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Of course. And we'll see everybody next time on the show.